This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two, and you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris with a cold. I'm just saying that. In case my... If I sound a little more nasally than I normally do, Daryl, this time of year, it happens once usually every couple falls. I'll just get this, you know, it starts off with a rash of allergies and then it just congests.
And so you didn't just fly back from Dubai?
No, no Dubai flights for me. I was not in the Congo, so we've ruled out Ebola.
No, so the reason that I mention, and there might be some people that have not heard the news about this, the reason I mentioned the flight back from Dubai,
There
was story yesterday about an airplane that landed in JFK that had been quarantined to someplace away from the terminal because about 100 of the 500 passengers had complained about some coughing and other sick feelings.
Right.
And apparently, several of the passengers on board had been in Saudi Arabia for the Hajj, and apparently some strain of the flu has been going around in the Arabian Peninsula.
Gotcha.
And they think a couple of the passengers may have picked up the flu and then got on the airplane, and then they're coughing, and then other people are coughing, and you're on a, you know, plane with stale air.
Yeah.
I know they recycle some of that air, but it is stale air.
Yeah, there's that, and, you know, and with what I suspect is, you know, it feels like it was allergies maybe, but common cold.
Yeah.
What I got, it's contact, you know,
yeah.
And it doesn't take more than one slip up.
Like, right.
If you're a shopper and you go to Walmart or you go to your grocery store and you don't use the little wipes to wipe down your cart, God have mercy on your soul. I mean, because that to me is just such an easy way.
I'm building up my immune system.
It's such an easy way to contract stuff, and you know,
I shove my hand into the Sharps container in the bathroom.
I see parents bringing their kids in and slapping them in that car seat, and the kid's filthy, and
the kid starts gnawing on the handrail.
Right, and I'm not going to wipe that down.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say overly compulsive of it, but I'm conscious of it.
Yeah.
But I suspect at some point I slipped up, I grabbed something, or the fact that I work in, you know, I run
you
a retail
work in
shop.
Retail, so you've got people coming in and out of your store all day.
I do, but I also handle money.
And yeah.
You want to talk about something that's really filthy, you know, money is filthy. And
yeah.
You're going to get the same germs getting spread around that way. So on the positive side, despite how I sound, I do feel 75% better than I did yesterday.
Good. Well, I'll tell you something that might make you feel about 75% worse.
Thanks.
You are underpaid compared to government employees.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, I know you knew that, but there's the lie that, you know, government
right.
employees love to talk about how underpaid they are.
I could make a lot more money if I worked in the private sector.
Fee has dug into the numbers here. And again, they start off by talking about how much money federal employees alone made in 2017, $331 billion for federal civilian employees. Once you add in state and local employees into that, it's $1.9 trillion for the year 2016, the last year that full numbers are available. When private sector incomes rise, federal law generally requires across-the-board pay raises for most federal civilian employees. the law gives added raises to federal workers in certain localities if their compensation is lower than private sector workers in those areas. The law also allows the President of the United States to overrule these raises, and President Trump recently did so, writing, quote, "We must maintain efforts to put our nation on a fiscally sustainable course, and federal agency budgets cannot sustain such increases. Specifically, I have determined that for 2019, both across-the-board pay increase and locality pay increases will be set at zero. These alternative pay plan decisions will not materially affect our ability to attract and retain a well-qualified federal workforce."
Right.
Because so he's saying that even without these pay raises,
not going to have trouble finding people.
We're not going to have any problem finding people.
Right. Because if you find people that are, I'm sorry, silly enough to want a government job, and it's not completely silly, Daryl.
Well, after 20 years, I can quit and get a guaranteed pension for life, and I just work a bunch of overtime the last year.
Right.
And that artificially raises the amount of average income that I've had over the last 5 years, and then I get 80% of that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's not silly. It's not silly. It makes huge financial sense, sadly, to have the government be your employer. And it's disgusting. It's sad that we've reached this point, but it's perfectly it's a reasonable move for somebody to make, and it's completely wrong. These should be, you know, first of all, I'm struggling, Daryl, to even come up with a federal agency that I think deserves or needs employees.
Give
me one.
I'm struggling to think of a federal agency that needs to exist.
I know. And that's,
if they are to exist, the Smithsonian, you know, you need some people to, you know, make sure the museum stays open.
Make sure people don't steal works of art.
Yeah.
If you're saying that the museums need to be owned by the federal government, I'm going to challenge that right off the bat.
That's why I said. My first thing was I struggle to see anything that needs to be a federal agency, but given that they are, the archivist and the museum people.
Okay, how about military? We've got to have a military, Daryl, don't we?
No.
What would you do if our country was attacked?
If the country were attacked, people would volunteer to defend the country.
You don't think they just sit back and say, I hope somebody else takes care of these invading marauders? Or do you think they'd actually grow a set and stand up to whoever's, you know...
Well, right after George Bush started the war for terror.
Well, I was thinking...
Number of people that signed up to go kill them terrorists wound up just skyrocketing.
Well, I think...
And that was under the guise of self-defense, but it wasn't.
That's true. And I'll go back a little further in history, back to the 80s, when Patrick Swayze and
invading Grenada?
No, when a number of citizens, you know, defended the U.S. homeland against the invading Russians.
Wolverines!
Wolverines, right. Yeah. So there you go. You got the example of Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
I think they did a marvelous job, and you know, that's what I celebrate on Independence Day. That and no aliens.
That and, yeah, Will Smith punching out the alien and...
Yeah, but the point being is even jobs like this, and if we're talking about people that can make more money in the private sector than they can working their government job like they love to tell you, I will tell you that if you're a you're a gunny in the Marine Corps, Blackwater or somebody like Blackwater is going to pay you a heck of a lot more than the U.S. government, and you're going to get benefits.
Right. So let's continue with the article here from Fee. Before Trump made his announcement about freezing the pay raises, the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association asserted, quote, "This pay raise is important to keep federal pay from falling even further behind that of the private sector."
BS.
After the announcement, Republican politicians, you know, those people that supposedly support small government.
Right.
Republican politicians in areas with large populations of federal employees criticized Trump. Congresswoman Barbara Comstock of Virginia said, Our public servants have been getting shortchanged for years, including three of the pay freezes under the Obama administration.
Jeez.
Corey Stewart, running for Senate in Virginia, said, "I almost never differ with President Trump, but in this case I do. These workers need and deserve a pay raise." So do they need and deserve a pay raise? Well, we'll actually look at the numbers and tell you how they stack up to the private sector. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free
Talk. From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. Horizen.global.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-453-8553-855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about whether or not federal employees are, as they claim, underpaid compared to the private sector. Fee has done some digging, and we'll get into those numbers here in just a second, but maybe you think you're underpaid, and maybe you want to wind up saving 5, 10, 15, 20% or more on things that you were going to buy anyway. Well, Bitcoin.com wants you to know how you can do that by going to saveatpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, BTC. And now you can fund your account with Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Again, you can save between 5 to 33% on things that you were going to buy anyway when you shop using saveatpurse.com. You add items to your cart, you fund your account, you select your discount, and you save. Saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse, all one word, saveatpurse.com. So jumping back into the article here from Fee, again, the claim is that, and here's a quote from the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association, "This pay raise is important to keep federal pay from falling even further behind that of the private sector." And then two Republican politicians, you know, those people that supposedly like small government, fiscal responsibility, they have said that, quote, "workers need and deserve a pay raise." Well, again, Fee has looked into these numbers. Contrary to those claims, a 2017 Congressional Budget Office study. So this is
what would they know about the federal government know about their own
doing
budget?
A study about their own compensation, and Fee just happened to have, you know, like looked at that study and a couple other things and said, "Ah, well, what do you know?" The CBO compared the compensations of full-time, year-round private sector workers to non-postal civilian federal workers in 2011 through 2015. It accounted for education, occupation, work experience, geographic location, employer size, and various demographic characteristics. The study found federal workers received an average of 17% more total compensation than comparable private sector workers.
Wow. That's a big number. That's, you know, 17%, I'm just going to round it up and say it's approaching 20%. Would you like to make one-fifth more money, almost one-fifth more than you do today?
Yes, please.
Right. Would you like to be able to retire after 20 years?
Oh, well, let's dig into these numbers a little bit more, because they actually break it down based on formal education across various education levels. Federal employee compensation premiums ranged from a low of negative 18% for workers with a professional degree or doctorate.
So they make less working for the government.
If you have a doctorate, then your total compensation on average is 18% less than what you would make in the private sector. However, every other level of education is more, with the highest difference being high school diploma or less.
Think about that, folks.
With total compensation, and I'll break this down between wages and benefits here in just a second. Total compensation is 53% higher if you have a high school diploma or less in the government sector versus private sector. Wages for high school diploma or less are on average 34% higher. The benefits package on average is 93% higher, which means the benefits packages for the private sector are almost non-existent for people that only have a high school education.
That's very true. And I wouldn't say they're not necessarily non-existent, because we have laws, Daryl, that require people to get some benefits.
That's what I said. It's almost non-existent. When the government benefits package is 93% higher than the private sector benefits package,
yeah,
that's almost double, which means it's almost non-existent for the private sector at that level of education.
Or that the public sector benefits are ridiculously high. And I know, I was in the military, I know that you never really thought about benefits,
right.
But I knew that I could go to the doctor, I could go to any kind of doctor I ever wanted to go to, and I've ever needed to go to a doctor,
right?
And I could get great care if I ever, you know, just name it. I mean, do I get a housing allowance? Sure. Do you get money for paying for your food? Sure.
Those are both benefits that private sector doesn't get.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, we can keep going down the list. You have free eyeglasses? Piece of cake. Yep, got those. Kids need orthodontic? Yep, that's covered.
Daycare.
Yeah, daycare. Covered. And I don't know what all the current benefits are like.
Right.
Yeah, I'm dating myself by going back to the 1930s.
For people with some college, wages on average are 22% higher in the government sector than private, and the benefits packages are 80% higher for a total compensation of 39% more in the government sector. You've got a bachelor's degree, your wages on average are going to be 5% higher.
Pretty close, but you still get a little bump there.
Your benefits package is 52% higher,
right,
in government sector for total compensation. That 20%,
right?
It's actually 21,
yeah,
but close enough to 20. So that 20% bump.
Close enough for government work. Is that what you're saying, Daryl?
Yeah. People with a master's degree. And here's where, you know, the numbers start kind of maybe going in the realm of factual for the people that say, I could make more in the private sector.
Right.
If you have a master's degree and you work in the government realm, your wages, on average, are going to be 7% lower than if you worked in the private sector. However, your benefits package is 30% higher.
And I think this is an important distinction. So basically, in a wages and benefits comparison, private sector versus public sector, the less educated you are,
the better it is to work as a government employee.
Yes. And if you are very highly educated, you know, you've gone, even if you've got your master's,
right,
your pay's not going to be that different, or excuse me, your bachelor's, your pay's not going to be that different, but as you go up into
you're still 5% higher.
It is, plus much better benefit package.
Huge benefits package.
But if you're a real brainiac and you've gone and
you've got a doctorate of ecology.
Right, you're a PhD.
You're on average 24% lower wages, 3% worse benefits.
But, Daryl, for a lot of these crazy mixed up degrees, the government's going to be the only one who's ever going to hire you, right?
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. There's more on these numbers. Let's jump into them. Plus your calls and thoughts.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
USA Radio News.
Day 3 of the Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings continue. Ted Cruz asked the judge about religious liberty.
Those cases are important, I think, because it's important that to recognize that the Constitution, the First Amendment to the Constitution, as well as many statutes, of course, protect religious liberty in the United States, religious freedom in the United States. We're all equally American no matter what religion we are or no religion at all. That means religious speakers and religious people have a right to their place in the public square.
The White House is still looking for the senior administration official who allegedly penned that op-ed yesterday that bashed President Trump that appeared in the New York Times. Today at his weekly press conference, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was asked about the comments.
That doesn't help the president. So if you're not interested in helping the president, you shouldn't work for the president, as far as I'm concerned.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. Or maybe you're too shy to call in, but you still want to interact with others. Well, there are a variety of ways that you can do that. There's the Discord that we mentioned earlier, where there's a bunch of different chat rooms. We also have our own forums, forum.freetalklive.com, and those things are still active,
right,
where people are posting regularly, and there's a bunch of different sub-forums for various things, forum.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking, and by the way, it's Daryl and Chris in studio tonight. We've been talking about the myth that federal employees could make way more money in the private sector. I just care so much about doing this thing that I'm, you know, putting my family in poverty by working this government job or something along those lines.
Right.
And, again, when looking at the numbers, on average, a federal employee will have wages that are 3% higher than private sector, benefits package that is 47% higher, for a total compensation that is 17% higher than the private sector. But, again, these range vastly based on education.
Right.
Where if you have a high school diploma or less and you have a government job, you are on average making total compensation, wages and benefits, 53% more than what you would make in the private sector. If you have a doctorate or postdoctorate, then, yeah, you're going to make a little less in the government sector. But one thing that the study did not account for, and again, this study done by some people that know a thing or two about federal compensation, the Congressional Budget Office, their study did not account for, quote, many characteristics that are not easy to observe or measure, such as workers' natural abilities, personal motivation, and effort.
Well, I can only speak from my own time working in the federal government. So I was in the military, Daryl. You know that.
Yep.
Talked about that. In the job that I worked in, I had a lot of civilian coworkers. So I would say our location where I was doing communication type stuff of a very secret nature, about half of the people that worked there were civilian. They were yep. not military. And I got to say, and I, as we talk about this, I'm thinking back to that time, and what could I say about those guys? They were all happy. They all had great homes. They all seemed well-to-do. None of them was there to...
They weren't living paycheck to paycheck?
God, no. No. And I don't think we would have characterized them as... You know, making a ton of money, but, you know, right. when I was in, you know, we were all like E1 to E5 or E6. So we didn't make a lot of money anyway, but,
right, but
they drove nice cars. They had nice houses.
If you're not living paycheck to paycheck,
yeah.
then you're doing pretty well
yeah.
in the U.S. There have been numerous studies, and, you know, there are some people that still wind up getting surprised when these numbers come out every single year that approximately, I think it's somewhere near 50% of households
right.
say that they don't have $400 of spare cash
yeah.
that they could get a hold of.
That would just wipe them out. I get that. And again, I'm thinking back to these guys, and I'm thinking about work ethic. And there was not a question that they were all smart. They were all sharp. And if you ever wanted to learn anything, all you had to do was ask,
yep.
and they'd be happy to teach you. But nobody in that line of work, you know, we weren't busting our butts, you know,
right.
we weren't leaving at the end of the day all sweaty and,
right.
you know, if it got fixed, it got fixed. If it didn't, yeah. you turned over to the next shift.
So let's continue with this article again from Fee. They cite an entity called Just Facts that says Just Facts is unaware of comprehensive data that quantifies such attributes. Again, those attributes being certain characteristics that are difficult to observe and measure, such as a worker's natural ability, personal motivation, and effort. However, there was a scientific survey conducted in 2001 that found the following. 59% of federal workers said securing a paycheck was more important than doing something worthwhile.
Okay.
59%. 65% said job security was more important than helping the public. And only 30%, which is less than one in three for those of you that can't do fractions.
Or you are a government employee.
30% believes their organization does a very good job or a somewhat good job of disciplining poor performers.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
And why is that? All right, because there's unions that don't allow you to punish poor performers.
Yep.
I know the boiler operator was sleeping on the job every day last week, but you can't just fire him. You didn't write him up the three times consecutive and have a hearing in front of us.
Right. And
for those of you thinking that I'm just making that up, I know a guy that had a union job where he was the boiler room guy, and he kept getting, you know, awoken on his shift. The boss tried to fire him, and the union said, you can't do that. You didn't follow all of the write-up procedures.
Right.
So this guy who was sleeping on the job, supposed to, you know, boiler room operator, boilers are pretty damn important. If one of those things, you know, like goes out of whack, bad stuff can happen. You don't sleep on the job when you're a boiler room operator, but this guy was, and he could not get fired.
Unreal.
Continuing on, the incentives for government employees to perform well are often mitigated by their pay systems. Per the CBO, again, the Congressional Budget Office, quote, for most federal employees, salaries or wages are determined by their rank in a pay schedule, and most federal employee most federal employees are compensated under pay schedules, move to progressively higher grades as they are eligible. That system ensures that employees in the same type of job who have similar tenure receive similar pay,
right.
But it limits managers' flexibility to reward workers who perform well or to constrain the salaries of workers who perform poorly. In other words,
you got coasters, people that just coast.
Let's say that you're, like sorting widgets. I don't know if there's any kind of government job where you sort widgets, but you've got a...
They call it logistics.
A daily quota of you need to sort out 1,000 widgets.
Okay.
Chris, you're a really good widget sorter, and you sort out 1,200 widgets in a day.
Well, that'll get you written up.
I, on the other hand, I'm not the best widget sorter. I only get 800 done a day. So between us, we're at the 1,000 average.
Right.
We've been working the same amount of time. Doesn't matter that you're, 40% better than I am. We've been there the same duration.
Yeah.
We're making the same.
You're gonna,
and I have no incentive to improve because I get that pay raise anyway because I show up. We're still hitting the average of 1,000 per employee.
Absolutely. And what this encourages is people to coast. Somebody else will pick it up. And we see the same thing when we see private sector unions. I saw this, firsthand at my last big, insurance job that I worked. It was a union shop, and there were people there that were just putting in, they were doing the bare minimum. Have you ever seen the movie Office Space?
Stapler.
The minimum amount of work that'll keep me from being fired. And
that's my stapler. I was told that I would have my desk moved, and they put me in the basement.
Storage level B.
I love that movie. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. No, it's just fractions of a penny. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we'll get back into the story from Fee about government compensations versus private compensations. But first, I want to tell you about my pillow, because it's a really good pillow, and that's the name of it. It is the My Pillow. And why do I like the MyPillow? Chris, you have one as well. You've been using yours for longer than I have.
Years. And still love it.
Yeah, I've had mine for a couple of years. And it helps me get a good night's sleep because it keeps my neck and back in that straight line
yep.
the way it's supposed to. That way, you know, like your head's not all twisted and whatnot. But, you know, like mm-hmm. I still toss and turn and actually slept funny on my shoulder a couple nights ago. But that has nothing to do with my pillow. My head and neck are fine. It's just my shoulder.
Right.
But, again, it keeps my head and neck in that proper position. And probably the best part about the MyPillow is, unlike other pillows, you can actually throw your MyPillow in the washer. You throw it in the dryer, and then it's usable still as a pillow. Whereas other pillows, you do that, and it becomes a doorstop because
yep.
all of the stuff just, like, lumps up. But whatever they've got inside the MyPillow, it winds up still being a pillow afterwards. And let's say for some reason you don't like it. Like, don't take my word for it. You've got 60 days to try this out for yourself. Go to MyPillow.com. Get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. And remember, if for some reason you don't like your MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a refund of the purchase price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL.
Okay.
There's more to this story from Fee that we'll get into in just a moment. But first, to the phones, where we've got Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Metairie, Louisiana, to be specific. Yeah, the parish next door, Orleans Parish, they have issues with their sewage and water board system. If you know anything about life down here, when that stops working, you die.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an issue. When you're close to sea level or below?
Yeah, they're below sea level there in New Orleans, thanks to the wacky French. And actually, I like to joke that only the French would build a city right next to the ocean below sea level, but I know that, you know, New Orleans wasn't always below sea level. We can thank the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for that happening by putting up levees and preventing the river from actually flooding like it does. And it actually built up. But continue with your thought, Matthew.
Well, at any rate, the Inspector General last year, after this big giant flood happened, and turned out most of the pumps weren't running because they had some bureaucrat who didn't know what the heck he was doing, why he was in charge there, I have no idea. But and he also discovered that some employees were stealing brand new brass valves that were very expensive and selling them for scrap metal.
Of course.
And so here's the kicker.
Yep.
This is the kicker. Just last month, the Civil Service Commission reinstated them.
For what reason? I'm going to guess some kind of wrongful termination because they didn't follow the procedures.
Right. They didn't do the three left-hand turns and the four right-hand half turns and the magic symbols and the shaking of the voodoo hoodoo stick or something. I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, of course it doesn't make sense. We're talking about government.
Wow.
Yeah, and how do you motivate people to get out there and dig those ditches and get those, pump lines and sewer lines reconnected if they know that all they need to do is join the law firm of Stan and Lean and they can't be fired?
Yep, that's it. Sad but true, and, you know, it's so bad. I mean, who hasn't heard a joke about, you know, state highway workers standing like 10 of them, you know, 10 of them standing around watching one guy dig the hole,
yeah,
filling in the pothole.
Oh, you heard about the one town where some guy invented a shovel that stands by itself, so they had to fire everybody.
But it's funny. It is. It's all funny until we sit back and realize that we're paying for that. You know,
unfortunately, we are forced to pay for that.
Yeah, and it's sad.
Any final thoughts there, Matthew?
No, that's about it. I mean, I was going to apologize to Heather for stepping on her last week. That was terribly rude of me, but she's not there tonight.
Yeah,
she'll be back.
That happens occasionally. You know, it's sometimes difficult when you're on a phone to hear that somebody else is talking. Matthew, thank you for the call.
Call in, step on her next week.
Let's go to David calling in from Illinois. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you guys were talking about state and government workers. Now, I worked for the state for quite a while.
All right.
And could not believe how much corruption and miswaste and management that they did there. I mean, when I first worked there, every time we would sit down, they were like, "Oh no, we gotta turn on the coffee pot. No, we gotta sit down and wait to watch it heat up." And I was actually able to do my job, exercise twice a day, and take 8 hours a week to go to college. During work time and get my work done.
And you were getting paid for it.
I'm not getting paid there no more.
Right.
So I couldn't deal with it. I mean, the corruption part, I went to some Republican representatives to tell them about the corruption, and I got blacklisted for it. And
didn't want to hear it, huh?
Oh no, they covered it up. They covered up bad, you know. I mean, they were sitting there. I mean, for example, they had brand new elevators and air conditioning put in this whole side of the facility just to tear them down. And they were sitting there in one building. They were laying brand new tile down in a brand new building and then tearing it down on the other side because it was scheduled for demolition. It was a brand new building.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. You know, Illinois, that's the state where they joke that they've got the governor's wing to the state prison.
Right.
Because of the corruption.
Yeah. They built that. We had one guy that embezzled a large sum of money. He got comp time while he was in prison. And then when they let him out, they didn't fire him beforehand, so they had to give him a job back. But here's the thing. If you go for the state, they got to pay you if you get another job more than when you start. So they had to pay him more than when he left in prison. And then since he got put in prison because he was embezzling money, he could no longer be in charge of the money. So they had to invent a position for him.
Right.
Wow.
So this is the kind of thing that it shouldn't surprise us. I mean, we know this is how it works. There will never be money left over in a federal budget because they have to spend it. If they are going to go back in, if they are going to get the automatic, 3% increase on the budget, which is just how the budget
works. We're cutting the 3% to 2.9%.
Right.
But, oh my God, they're cutting our budget.
Right.
Oh.
But if you don't spend your budget, you're not going to get your budget.
Yeah.
That's how it works, and nobody's willing to take that chance. Go ahead.
You want me to tell you how the budget works? Every year they sit on the budget. Now, what happened was they burn up the money at the very end of the budget. They burn it. I mean, they burn it like on anything. And it's just because, not because they need it, because they won't get that amount next year. They got to ask for more.
Yep. And Chris, you were in the military, and I've heard other people in the military say, and David, thank you for the call. I've heard them say that, right towards the end of the fiscal year, all right, guys, everybody's going to the range.
Yeah.
That's your job for the day. You go to the range and you use all of these bullets.
Yeah, for us it
was... Why? Because if we don't use all of these bullets, then we can't buy this many bullets next year. We have to use all of them.
Yeah, we do our qualifications and stuff like that, but, it was even worse in what I did because we were talking, satellite and microwave communications is not cheap stuff.
Right.
And, that means that when we're buying a couple extra spares, even though we know we're not going to need them because that piece of equipment hasn't failed in 10 years, we're talking tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
And it was painful to watch.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You have stories about government corruption. You want to talk about these numbers of government employees making a lot more than private sector? This is Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.